we'll just go ahead and start. And please note that the commissioners arrived once we get started. So I'll call tonight's meeting of the North Bend Planning Commission to order. It's Thursday, July the 11th. We'll start with roll call. This is Commissioner/Chair Howe.
Commissioner Bovers.
Commissioner Greenberg.
Commissioner Miller.
Commissioner Cole.
And we're expecting Commissioners McFarland and Torgerson to arrive, but they're not here yet, so we'll note their arrival when we get here. First item on the agenda, then, is to approve tonight's agenda. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve. Second
motion. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Next item is approval of minutes for both the June 13th meeting, which I believe was our public hearing on the cannabis proposal, and also our last meeting on June 27th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for those meetings? Both?
Yes.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is opportunity for public comment. We do have an agenda item to follow that is a continuation of the June 13th public hearing on proposed cannabis development agreement. So if there are any comments on that, I would just ask that those be tabled till we get to that point of the agenda, which I think is the next item. We have one member of the public. Welcome. Is there anything you'd like to comment on? All right. So no comment from the public tonight. So we get into the main business, and the first thing is continuation of the public hearing. The public hearing is still open. There is an opportunity. We do have one member of the public. Is there anything you'd like to comment on? Are you here for the cannabis business proposal? Okay. Yes, is there something else you want to add?
Yes, I will just add that you have 14 comments that were received in your packet, and then there are additional comments. There are comments 15 to 17 that I'll pass around that we received after the packets went out. So I just, you guys can take a minute to look at those if you want. But the Planning Commission is not making a decision on this tonight because the applicant has withdrawn their desire for the development agreement. They have abandoned this location, which was specific to the development agreement. So we are moving on, and that's what's happening. We're moving on.
Thank you. All right, so I guess we'll let the record show that Commissioner McFarland has arrived.
Decided to show up.
Yes. So we were just in the process of going through the preliminaries, Rob, so we're just now getting to the public hearing and closure of that and taking no action. So I think I can just close. I don't need a motion to close the public hearing. It's just administrative in nature. So
okay.
I will close the public hearing. We have no action to take. I guess if there's any questions or any comments that any commissioners have, that would be the time. All right. Jamie, anything that you want to add in?
No, I think that's it. We'll get your signature, and that just kind of closes the loop, like I said, on this development agreement. And if another one comes up, we'll look at it again. So.
Okay. Yep. All right. So we'll consider the public hearing closed and that matter closed, unless it comes up again. And we're then ready to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is a proposal for boat and watercraft sales. Correct.
And yeah, sure. So, and this one we were going to try to, it's a pretty simple amendment, and we thought we could get your recommendation, have the hearing tonight, so it's all been noticed, and just do it all in one meeting. So page 25 of your packet, Basically, we, as you guys, some of you guys know, we went painstakingly through the permitted use table. We talked about everything and looked at it too much, and we, you know, it's not going to be perfect. It's,
it lasted 6-7 months.
Yeah. Well, I've known about some other things, but I'm just, you know, ignoring them for now. But we have, so this isn't for a specific for a specific property. This is for the entire zone of neighborhood business, which is the blue areas on our map. And the request is to allow boat and watercraft sales in that zone. And there are other similar uses. I did bring up the fact that, yes, it's initiated because we've had interest from Bakes Marine that is purchasing a property and really hopes to develop here. That's really not part of your decision. That'll be administrative. It's just, you know, do we feel like this use fits in these neighborhood business zones? And I think in the memo and such, you know, I talk about how there's snowmobiles allowed, you know, motorcycles, some of those similar types of uses. So the amendment is to allow that use in the NB zone. And I have not received any public comments on this. I think the SEPA closes tomorrow. So, or it might be one more week. So we'll have to wait through SEPA, see if there's any comments. We send a 60-day notice to the state that we're making amendments, and so we're going to have to wait a little bit of time. If you guys recommend approval, council committee's already recommended approval. It'd probably be passed in September. This applicant was willing to keep moving forward. That's why it's more city-initiated, but just to clean things up, you know, they're pretty certain that it's going to work out for them to be here, so we just wanted to make it real clean and clear. So, yeah.
So, did the notice go out with tonight as the public hearing?
Right. It did.
Yes. When you finish your presentation,
Do you have any more?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, then I will open up the public hearing for potential amendments to the North Bend Municipal Code 18.10.030, Table of Permitted and Conditional Uses. Do we have any members of the public that wish to comment or testify or ask any questions? All right. Well, I'll leave the public hearing open in case somebody shows up. This is the only opportunity for the public hearing. So, I mean, administratively, procedurally, there isn't anything that precludes us from asking questions or having comments while the public hearing is open, is there?
It technically, you know, it's on the agenda for 7:15. I would say go ahead and close it, and if somebody comes in, we could reopen it. What do you think?
I mean, that typical procedure, right? It's you open a hearing, you close the hearing, then you...
Then you discuss.
Go into your discussion. I get where you're coming from, especially if it's noticed for 7:15.
Pretty good chance they would be here already, I think, if they're going to come.
All right, well, I'll just close it. We'll reopen it if somebody shows up.
Okay.
And then open it up for Planning Commission questions, comments,
dialogue.
Okay, yep. Anybody have any?
So this location is east, down East North Bend Way. I think right in the where it says Bakes and there's a green dot. That's the Mountainside Tavern.
Okay.
So yeah, it's right here's the blue area, and it's right. There's an office park, or an office building proposed right here that's been under review for a little while. Right where it says NB zone. Yeah. Fowlerite Technologies. I think it's signed out there, so.
So we have a building permit in process.
Yes.
So all the boats would be enclosed.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, gosh, I'm not sure the order of my questions. I believe auto sales are not allowed in NB. Is that correct? You cited.
Correct.
Other motorcycle, etc., but not auto sales. How do we view auto sales differently than boat, marine, motorcycle, etc.?
I think, yeah, I think when we had talked about it before, I mean, typically car lots are just that, they're outside. You know, motorcycles, the snowmobiles, the smaller craft, I mean, they might have a few out front for display. But they're generally inside.
We don't require
the outdoor storage is not allowed in this zone in NB. It's allowed in USOD, urban separator area, as just a standalone use. So you can always have associated storage outside if you have screening for it.
North Bend Chevy would not be allowed.
Right.
In the NB,
right. Right.
Because of the balance of being outside versus in their building.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and the scale of it. It's a bigger scale. The NB neighborhood business is a more neighborhood, a little bit smaller intensity or smaller scale versus downtown commercial or like out at the freeways, interchange commercial. So it's a scale too.
I guess I can't picture it here, but in another community that, you know, they're like zero auto dealers and there mm-hmm. are 100 or more boat dealers with lots three times the size of mm-hmm. what we have for Corvette Chevy, right? So mm-hmm. I'm trying to picture what would, in the craziest of circumstance, if we pass this as is, mm-hmm. would we be opening ourselves to that type of conversion? And is that?
Yeah, that other boat sales might co-locate because they're... They're coming.
I guess the question is there something inherently mm-hmm. better or worse about me displaying a boat for sale versus a car for sale? Mm-hmm. It's just an equity issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, my opinion, you know, is we went through the table and, you know, that we didn't have P's for permitted for everything everywhere, so... We had to pick, you know, where do we want to see these, where do we not. From what I've heard comment-wise, you know, what's important is what it looks like from the street, and the fact that it's inside is a big bonus versus just everything outside and out to the open. So, and that use could change over time. I mean, Bakes or another boat place could leave, and that building gets turned into something else.
I don't think I have a problem with this. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of performance zoning, mm-hmm. and this is a really good example of performance zoning where mm-hmm. does it really matter what's going on? There's going to be
right.
a structure. Mm-hmm. There's going to be activity going on inside, retail activity. Does mm-hmm. it really matter whether it's boats mm-hmm. or lawnmowers mm-hmm. or tables or mm-hmm. whatever? It doesn't really matter mm-hmm. because all the activity is going on inside. Mm-hmm. Except for maybe some incidental outdoor storage mm-hmm. that everybody can do. Mm-hmm. So I would say, to me, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it wouldn't really matter to me if it was automobile sales.
Mm-hmm. Inside.
Inside.
Right, right.
Which is not likely.
See a Lamborghini.
An old car rehab, you know. Yeah, building.
Story
yeah.
structure.
Yeah. So, the point of sale... is good for the city. The they do have in this one has associated uses like a canvas manufacturing, I mean, their office, that sort of thing. So, yeah, like you said, other ones would come with other things included. And
to be clear, I'm not against this at all. I just wanted to be sure and careful about the way we're thinking about it. My related question was, considering the direction the city's taken recently on a variety of other things, such as marijuana, why, if this was being predominantly really driven in the oops category by this particular applicant, why mm-hmm. they didn't go the DA route?
Mm-hmm. I think that they are... yeah, I guess they're early enough in the process that they could opt for a DA, and it could have been addressed there. But it was, I guess it just made sense, and we wanted to provide them some assurance or get a temperature check with everyone of, you know, what do you think of this this use in the zone? I think most applicants would like to conform with the regulations to start out with. So they may not need a DA, and then they're through the process. And development agreement. So it's a chapter in our code that basically if there's things that you want to negotiate, it's approved by city council that are outside the box of the code. So we do those for a number of reasons. Tanner Electric did one for a phasing.
Marijuana
one. Right. Right. So
State law authorizes use of development agreements and also places some restrictions on them too, mm-hmm. of how they can be used.
Discuss how many employees they plan on having.
They did. I was wondering if I put it in here. I think that they were at... I want to say it was about maybe a dozen to start out with, and then upwards from there. And it kind of depends on... I think... For now, they will keep their other location, but they just don't have space, and they don't own that land. So, but eventually, if they move everything up, yeah.
I don't want to drive us down the rabbit hole of looking. As you pointed out when we started, you're asking us a broad code question
mm-hmm.
about a specific applicant, so I'll mm-hmm. stop going down that hole. And just say that I agree with Scott's comment that mm-hmm. performance-based, if you're confident that we have the code provisions in place for NB zoning that ensures that we don't have the big parking lot full
mm-hmm.
of ski-doos or whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, I'm okay, so I'm just expressing a little nervous with the broad application because that's bit us a few times, but I'm not opposed to the overall concept here, as Scott was describing.
Who else? Okay. Do you need a motion to?
Yes, we closed the hearing, so.
Yes. Yeah. I move that the Planning Commission recommends approval of proposed amendments to NVMC 18.10.030.2.03A.
Is there a second?
A second.
Please repeat the amendment.
Oh, gosh.
Motion has been moved and seconded to approve the amendments. Is there any discussion? I just have one comment. I am in support of this, but similar to the performance zoning, mm-hmm. I like to start at the policy level and then work down, and I'm struggling with why we wouldn't also be entertaining other potential uses like automobiles and I mean, what is it about those type of businesses that concern us about that area? Because then it feels like we're tending to do project legislation as opposed to policy legislation. So I do think it's at some point it's worth considering that entire zone and the uses and not trying to put too fine a point on who we think works and who we think don't. Because the auto uses, for example, or even the storage, when it's the business is sales, not storage, there is a storage component or a display component doesn't necessarily trouble me from a policy standpoint. But I think this is a good amendment to make, and I support it. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
At that point, that was one good thing. In paragraph one of your summary on the recommendation, you noted an attached table, which is not in the packet. So when this goes forward, that was I emailed you yesterday. I understand.
And yeah, that'll show that just that little section of table and show AP being added. And I think it was having formatting issues, and then I thought, I'm just going to describe it. And then there it was, so thanks.
Okay. All right, moving right along. Our next and looks like final agenda item is storage containers.
Right, and this is an introduction. It's... you know, cargo containers, storage containers, this was something that was brought up probably almost 2 years ago by a former council member that was very vocal about wanting code enforcement and wanting just to prohibit them just flat out, any unaltered cargo containers. And as you start to drive around town, you start to see a lot of them. There's probably more in the residential uses or in the residential zones that you don't see. And I think with the temporary uses that we went through recently, we had a discussion about the storage containers and this as well. It's, you know, more focused on the commercial uses. Council committee, we brought it up, bringing these amendments to you guys. They weren't drafted yet, but just the concept. And they said, yeah, let's look at it again. You know, we want to make sure that things look nice and that people are, you know, building the space they need over time. And if we are going to allow them, that we have some screening and some standards to review. And so we went from there to look at different codes and to look at how we can amortize and maybe get rid of some of them that are there over time. So we have some of that. Some of that language. So, you know, I think some of the pictures of the pretty ones, you know, that's not prohibited right now in our code. You could propose a cargo element to your design of your building, and if it meets energy code and everything else, it's a part of your proposal. But the feeling is that because these storage containers are not allowed, expressly allowed in the code, that all of them are they're not permitted and they shouldn't be there. So again, it's, you know, a code enforcement thing, which we just don't have the capacity and time and ability to go out and do it. And you know, once they're there, you kind of ignore them and you get used to seeing them, and they serve a useful purpose for the businesses, which is something to think about too. And I was even struggling with this week, having dinner in Duval, and right on the main drag there, they've got a couple of those refrigerated units for the Swift and Savory, and they are painted the same color as the building. And, you know, it's always that balance of not trying to hurt the businesses and make everything so expensive and so many rules, but having the aesthetics. The downtown seems to be a core area where council has expressed not wanting to see them. So it's a balancing, personal preference. Some of this will be, so we just want to kind of talk about it tonight. And then Commissioner Greenberg provided some edits, which I can pull up and we could look at those as well. And then we can have a hearing at the next meeting. So, and see if we want to move forward with a recommendation. So, you know, it's not, it started out pretty bare bones with it, trying not to get too detailed and too, like I said, too restrictive. Maybe there's some more allowances we want to add in here, or make certain other things more stringent. So just, you know, give it some thought, even if it's not tonight, and we can come back to it.
Commissioners, questions, comments?
So I've been thinking about it. I think stores like QFC, they need to have have extra product on hand because their footprint is too small now for the amount of customers they have coming in. And if we don't allow them to have those containers, we're going to be like out of wines or LaCroix or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would, nothing would prohibit them from adding on to their building, you could say, you know. It is more expensive, but if they're doing well and getting more base, more residents are shopping there. So,
just one clarification. This was in the temporary uses section.
Mm-hmm. It was left in there,
yeah.
So it did address it, right? That's on page 34 in bold, and that's good for up to 120 days. So this is beyond that,
above and beyond.
Right?
Okay. So I'll put my position plainly on the table. To me, it does not feel like this, a code section like this reflects small town values, and I oppose it. I think there are legitimate uses, both residential storage and commercial. I think it can be handled with performance, not ban.
Mm-hmm.
And I want nothing to do with the whole section.
Any other thoughts? Kim, what do you need from us?
So maybe Commissioner Greenberg would want to go through or summarize your edits.
Yeah,
I'll
summarize it since this is not like the final write-up.
Right.
Voting on tonight. I do think you brought up a very good point of whether this is really needed. I need to kind of, between now and the next time you look at this, think about that a little bit more. I kind of dive into the details without thinking about it. Going into the details, if we are going to have a section, what I did on this, and I sent out to Jamie late yesterday, so that's why you guys didn't get it. What I tried to do is simplify it. So the first point I wanted to make clear here is that this did not apply to the temporary use storage containers, ones you just brought up. So that was the first thing. I thought a couple of definitions were needed. One we already have proposed in here, which is the what is a storage container. And then also adjacent property was defined as a term that was used. So I just combined those together in 1828.020. Under general standards A, location, I thought that was confusing by starting at saying no storage containers around the residential zones, but we don't define what a residential zone is. Then we call out specific zones where they are allowed or where they're not allowed. And then we say that they're allowed in several other zones. So I thought that could be streamlined just by saying where are they allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Subject to compliance with this chapter. On the next page, a lot of this was just kind of taking out some of what I saw were redundancies, the green ones, or things that were not rewritten but moved for different sections. And I think that was really about it. And there really aren't a lot of substantive changes to this, just kind of tightening it up and making it a little bit better than I ever did. So.
So, Rob, kind of noting your opposition to the whole thing, is there any objection, because this process does continue to move forward, is there any objection to incorporating Commissioner Greenberg's suggested edits for purpose of continuing to evolve the proposal? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I think related to your comment, you know, if we want to allow them, I mean, here's the chance where we could say, you know, they are allowed, but there are these standards that we want to be met and how we want them to be integrated. So that's the opportunity to do that, too.
So I guess to even take it further and clarify, I think I recall bringing this up when we were talking about it in the short-term permit use, mm-hmm. is that, you know, I think this is very much in the eye of the beholder, whether I think a storage mm-hmm. container is not pleasing to the eye or not, versus do I think that plastic or particle board storage thing from the big box store is not pleasing to the eye. And I certainly don't like them in many sense, but I respect that they have a purpose and a need. And so, again, I think my point was that it's, we need to think about our city and the go forward, particularly in regard to residential, all new residential development involves an HOA that can be regulated by the HOA. If we're going to restrict ourselves to talking about commercial, I think we need to be very careful about what we're doing with commercial. As Commissioner Heather's noted about potential impacts to local stores. Not saying that they don't have options. Mm-hmm. Well, why are we limiting the options? And again, thinking about performance design mm-hmm. more than, you know.
Yeah, I drove.
And I'm not interested at all in going mm-hmm. back and punishing people who have lived in this community forever, especially large lot, more rural mm-hmm. lot people who are, you know, whether they be farming, trucker in our area or whatever they might be, that they're using these very legitimately for their home use and or business use.
Other thoughts?
Yeah, a couple of things. I drove through McClellan, and you guys could do that as well if you're not familiar. The Iron Duck, you know, they have a refrigerator unit that they installed and probably have some other things going on in there. And you can see they kind of, it looks like, added a piece of the building, it painted the same color on the backside adjacent to the alley. So they did that, and that was reviewed and approved by us. And, you know, then you can see, like, Rio Bravo did the same sort of thing without any screening. So it's just kind of the difference there of, we required something and then we didn't, and what we ended up with. And then I guess questions or thoughts on the last page for the, you know, loss of non-conforming status. What you were getting at was over time, the idea being to get rid of all of these. And is that something you guys recommend, or, you know, what is your... what are your thoughts on that, or recommendations? But that's the language proposed right now.
So on that, do we have any other use or structures in the city that have a time limit on their utilization?
Well, we have a non-conforming use section in our code, and that is... so you can continue if nothing has changed, and if you change something, yeah, you're familiar with non-conforming, and then usually it's 1 year, so you lose your status after 1 year.
If you change. But if you don't change,
right?
This simply says
yes.
Non-conforming use for 5 years.
Right. No, I don't think we have anything else in the code.
So I will move to strike that entire section.
I do too.
Is that a formal motion?
Yes.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
17.28.050, loss of non-conforming status.
Discussion? Moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Motion carries?
Yeah, I just didn't see any reason that they should be treated differently. It's not like this is a new significant public safety or public health safety and welfare problem in the community. It just seems like it's kind of it's a little too harsh for me. Mm-hmm.
I feel like North Bend is growing. Rio Bravo is doing fantastic, so they need more storage in their building footprint of this restaurant. And all the businesses are going to need that.
Okay, well, I'll just go on the record of being in agreement with Commissioner McFarland. I didn't like this legislation when it first came up before us for a number of reasons. One was lumping residential and commercial together. I think those are two totally separate really applications of storage containers. And that's still part of this. It also feels like it's a solution to a problem that we don't really either have or really haven't quantified. And gets to Rob's comment, eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. A very subjective view of this issue or this problem, and yet it's a very prescriptive proposed solution, which seems to be counter to our desire to promote business growth and economic development and opportunities. And so, short of hearing from our business community that this is an issue and their adjacent businesses' storage containers are hindering their businesses or their ability to grow. So it'll be interesting to see what the comments are at the public hearing, but this feels like it's a solution in search of a problem that hasn't really been very well established. So certainly supportive of trying to clean up the legislation, but just from a policy standpoint, I still remain opposed to the direction that we're going. Okay, is that all you need? You didn't need any formal action?
We made
a motion.
Right.
To make some edits, and then we'll just go to the next step, which will be the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if staff believes there really is a problem to be solved, to make that more clear, give the staff recommendation on what that problem is.
Mm-hmm. That was the final.
Can I add to that? Yeah. Or if there is still some council sitting, it would be helpful to hear from council, who is always invited to our meetings to come and help explain it to us.
All right, that was the final agenda item.
Yeah.
Anything else from staff?
We had on the July 25th meeting, and I just wanted to see who all, are there going to be people that aren't going to make that meeting for summer reasons, or looks pretty good. Wow. You're good. And I believe it was the first meeting in August that
That's
we
correct.
Canceled. So the item number one, you're not going to be seeing the development agreement for Mutual Materials. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that project, but it is just north of Chinook in a neighborhood business zone, and we've been working with them. They're a masonry company out of Bellevue and other locations. They're Bend, Oregon, and they're kind of all over. They are going to just submit application. They're not going to propose a development agreement. Okay. So
that would leave for July 25th just the...
I think so. I'll talk with the rest of the team and see if there's anything else.
So if that's not time sensitive... I mean, no, I know we're not going to meet on the 8th, but
right.
Do we need to meet?
It has been noticed as a hearing.
It's extremely little reason to justify a meeting.
Yeah, I agree. Can we notify?
Yeah, is that the
We could cancel it, yeah.
Okay.
Again, if this were something compelling, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see about that.
Okay.
Get an extra long summer break. Yeah, and unless, at the time...
Unless you or Mike, you know, really is if, against that.
Or, well, or if we have something else. I, like I said, this number one, we just found out yesterday. I had the draft EA, and that's a great, it's a great project as well that we wanted to support. And they said, you know what, we changed our mind. We want to just submit the whole package and forget the phasing. And we said, that's easier. Follow the code. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree.
So I think that's the commission's desire is to renotice that public hearing for a later date.
End of August. That gives us time. And I agree with your comments as far as, you know, I'll let council committee know next week. I'll give them an update. And, yeah, it's going to be one of those things that either if they want to take on and continue, if you guys are not interested in it, they could. If there's things that you want to see in here, performance-based things, and I'll give it some thought, too, for screening or, you know, having it blend in with the building more. I think most businesses want to have something attractive, and but it's... is what it is in some cases. So,
okay. So before we wrap up, I'd like to get a motion excusing Commissioner Torgerson from tonight's meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anything else before we adjourn for the good of the order?
No. Too late for this week's farmer's market, but hey, we're canceling the next meeting. That means we're going to go.
For the duration of the farmer's market.
Right. And I can even go back there tonight.
I finished cleaning up
my wife.
I was shocked when I walked in. I didn't expect this. So.
All right.
I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Not opposed. We are adjourned at
42.